So-called sit-lie bans aimed at the homeless have always been problematical, vulnerable to constitutional challenges, difficult to enforce, seen as criminalizing homelessness. At best, they've been seen as a temporary measure intended to move the homeless into shelters. So why, then, has Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell signed into law yet another bill that expands the boundaries of Honolulu's sit-lie ban? Civil Beat reporter Rui Kaneda has more in today's Reality Check. Hi, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
This does seem to be going against the trend of most proffered solutions to homelessness, doesn't it?
In many ways, it does. But, there are quite a bit of pressure from folks like, the Hawaii Tourism Authority, those folks who are concerned that, places like Waikiki are over, there are too many homeless folks over there, and they just have to do something about it. And this is one way to tackle that issue.
Well, let's say if within that area I'm sitting on a park bench reading a book and I fall asleep, am I in violation?
Technically, I think you are.
Yeah.
There have been quite a few citations written because of that activity like that. I don't have the exact figure off the top of my head, but something like 20,000 citations that have been issued since the sit lie took effect around 2015.
I'm betting that if I'm reasonably well-dressed, I'm not going to get rousted from that park bench. Is that true?
Well, I don't know. I haven't done the observation of actual people being cited. That's something that I would like to do. If they can actually let me in on observing those activities, that would be great if I can tag along a police officer. But, that is something that I'd like to totally see. And folks like the ACLU, they probably would like to see that as well.
Well, but it does, that's one of the whole issues with regarding to sit-lie, isn't it? I mean, how do you identify who it is you want to move along?
Right. That's one of the key issues. And also, okay, well, if you ban people from doing things like sitting in line in one place, and if you keep expanding that particular area to farther and farther from places like Waikiki, then at what point are you actually making the law that actually makes being homeless a crime instead of, supposedly protecting the commercial activities in those areas? And, folks like the SAU would say, well, by expanding and expanding and expanding, and by the way, this is the fifth time that the sit-lie ban has been expanded, then, well, you might get to the point where you are actually making it a crime to be homeless. There are cases in 2006 in which the Ninth Circuit decided a case that involved the LA ordinance, and that was a citywide, but basically very close to what we have here. And the Ninth Circuit basically said, yeah, you just cannot have that kind of law and at the same time not have enough places for these people to go, because by doing that, essentially you are making it a crime. Now, our law here in Honolulu, it only applies selectively, right? The places like Waikiki downtown and selective areas around Oahu. So, but if you try to expand this farther and farther into the areas that are not very commercially, a lot of commercial activities, then you can make an argument in court saying, look, judge, this is, the intent of this is not really about protecting the commercial activities, but to criminalize homelessness.
Well, given that what you described with the Ninth Circuit decision means that there's a pretty clearly established precedent against this measure, so why proceed with it if you're only going to invite a legal challenge?
I think they are, the folks, the city officials are very much aware of it. The Mayor Caldwell makes a point of saying, we should enact sit-lie only in areas that are that have the commercial activities. But back in 2015, the city council actually overrode his veto because this is Bill 6, and it included areas that are zoned apartment or residential area. mayor thought that was, you know, the wrong idea, but city council thought it was still a good measure because, you know, they were getting a complaint from their constituents and saying, hey, look, you know, our area is overridden by homeless folks. So they're kind of dancing at that area. You know, I think some of them are already kind of conceding that, yeah, we're going to face the legal challenge somehow, but I think they think that this is still a good way to go.
I suspect there are more stories to emerge from this, and I thank you for keeping us abreast of it. We'll be checking back in with Civil Beat. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Louis Caneda.